Aaliyah Rimer grew up in Rockledge and came to Jacksonville to go to UNF. She started building homes with Habitat for Humanity through a course she took.
Part of that service learning course was that you had to volunteer with Habitat every single week. Once I started volunteering with them, I knew that that was what I wanted to do because I wanted to work with my hands and help people, and so Habitat does both of those things at once.
After graduation, Aaliyah spent a year as a volunteer with AmeriCorps, building homes on the Mississippi Gulf Coast after Hurricane Katrina.
A whole bunch of people from all around the country came together, this odd kind of phase in their life to kind of figure out what it was that they wanted to do.
Aaliyah came back to Florida, found a job with a restaurant, and came to St. Augustine as a management trainee. Then she answered an ad for a part-time job with Habitat for Humanity of St. Johns County.
Leading volunteers on the construction site with Habitat. So I told the restaurant, I can't work Fridays and Saturdays anymore because that's when Habitat builds with volunteers. That was my dream job, was working with Habitat. Even though it was a part-time position, I was at least getting my foot in the door.
That was the end of Aaliyah Rimer's brief career in the restaurant business. But her skills as a manager were just taking off.
Working with other people and their success is really what makes this Habitat and my success. It was no longer dependent upon me anymore. It was about the team. We're more than a construction company. We're also the people that manage the mortgages and buy the land, sell the house. So there's a lot of different aspects that people don't necessarily realize.
Aaliyah was named executive director 2 years ago at the age of 26. That's when her education really started.
As the director, now I'm realizing that there's forces that come into play in terms of politics and developing land. All that stuff is outside of our realm, and we really have to have people help us to do those things.
She's learned to handle functions that don't come naturally to her as well.
The biggest challenge is the fundraising aspect of this position. That's not really my strength.
But Aaliyah has a vision for her organization, and she's helping to take it past its traditional mission of building houses one at a time.
What we're trying to do right now is build a development and develop land. So we did recently purchase a piece of land, and it has no infrastructure whatsoever.
Aaliyah Rimer may be new to development, but she's getting advice from some of the best in the business in Northeast Florida. She just earned her general contractor license and will start soon on a real estate license. She's become, in fact, an expert at learning.
Just have to figure it out as I go along how to make it happen. Once we can successfully do that, then I'll feel like I can do it on an even grander scale.
Aaliyah is adept at recognizing opportunities for her mission as well as for herself.
I remember when I was in the volunteer coordinator position here, there was an opening for the finance manager, and I had no idea how to do that, but I expressed interest in wanting to do it. Somebody believed in me and said, okay, well, I'll teach you how to do it and see how it goes. Nobody's going to challenge me unless I challenge myself.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.